Opening commodity market report. Let's see how futures are currently trading. Hard red winter, September wheat, 622, up 3 1/4. December, 633, up 2 1/4. Soft September, 546 1/4, up 6 3/4. December, 555, up 5. September corn, 364 3/4, up 5 1/4. December, 371 1/4, up 3 3/4. Go out to July at 398 1/2, up 3 1/4. September soybeans, 1133 1/2, up 13 3/4. November, 1043 3/4, up 5 3/4. July, 1067 3/4, up 5. September soybean meal, 408.60, up $6. September soybean oil, 33.20, up 34 cents. October live cattle, 144.75, down 65. September feeders, 208.52 1/2, down 272 1/2. And October lean hogs are 90.82 1/2, and they're down 167 1/2.
Support for WILL Agriculture comes from Murray Wise Associates, LLC, providing nationwide land auctions, farmland sales and management, and financial advice for agribusiness. Information on upcoming land auctions and offerings can be found at murraywiseassociates.com.
Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Dan Zwicker of CGB Enterprises in Mandeville, Louisiana. Good morning, Dan.
Hi, Dave.
Looks like we're continuing our sideways building pattern over in the corn market.
Yeah, and today's rally here, I think, is fairly constructive to, you know, maybe building on last week's price reversal to the upside. That was kind of generated by USDA's FSA numbers, which imply that corn acres are going to have to be shaved here in the October report. And now since we're kind of through the pro-farmer tour, I think all the big yield talk, at least for the time being, is behind us. And if you couldn't send the corn market into new lows after the pro-farmer tour, I don't know what's going to do get the job done. So just about everybody, I think, that wanted to be short corn is probably short corn, and now beginning to maybe take another look at those FSA acres, which does imply that we're going to see some acreage cuts as we go on into the October crop report. In the meantime, the September report will be out, but I think given the fact that everybody knows that there's going to be acreage adjustments in October, it may not be that big a deal. But yields will probably go up a little bit, but not dramatically, I don't think, from the August numbers. And there's reason to believe that maybe the bean yield's not even going to attain USDA's August number. And if you subtract 1.5 million acres off the bean balance sheet, all of a sudden the 400 million bushel plus carryouts shrink very quickly. So I think you're going to hear more talk on that now since the pro-farmer tour is out of the way.
You want to call 356 a pre-harvest low, and could it be a harvest low, Dan?
Well, it could. I mean, when you come to market analysis, anything could be the deal. But I think the reversal up that we saw in corn here with a low of 347 3/4 in the September, and we had a low of 358. If this market would go ahead and solidify that reversals, those reversals, by taking out the early week high here at 381, then we're in good shape basically to close out the month of August with a monthly reversal to the upside. And that would be a strong signal that the market may be ripe to go counter seasonal during harvest.
When I came into work this morning and turned on my screen, I noted that November soybeans made new lows for their move, by just a little bit. But they have come off with it with pretty good force off of that number. So what do we make of this?
Well, I think we still need to, I think it's telling you that we're out of sellers. They can't generate any good follow-through to the downside on making new lows. They make a new low by a penny or two, and then the market bounces right back again. That's what happened last week. It looks to me like that's probably going to happen here today. But I think in order to really dress up the November soybean chart, we need to climb our way back above the 550 area, preferably, 1055. If we could get back above 1055, then we're kind of back into this, you know, 1050, 1120 type trading range that we've been kind of developing basically through the month of July after the big decline there in June. And if we could get more sideways action, that then that tells you that the market is going to get in a position to stage a rally probably as you get into the fall months.
And to the downside, we'd want to keep an eye on what, 45, 1045?
Well, when you look at the bigger picture on soybeans, there's a couple objectives that everybody's looking at. Number one is the 61% retracement level on the monthly chart. That's drawn off of the 2004 low. That comes in around 988. If you look at the November weekly chart, if you use that 4th of July chart gap as a measuring gap, that maybe sends beans down to around 984. So those are some, there's still downside price risk in this until we would get some kind of major reversal to the upside and get some traction. And then we would maybe remove that. But at least for the time being, we haven't seen that yet happen. Last week was an outside reversal to the downside, whereas, you know, corn futures did the opposite. And if corn can regain its composure here today and follow through tomorrow, then we're maybe in good shape then to start calling the corn market more of a sideways affair than a downtrend.
December wheat, is there a head and shoulder top there?
Well, I don't. I see what you're looking at.
Yeah.
I'm not too sure you want to call a head and shoulders top that far down the ladder after we came off of the high, but I do see that formation. It would be more of a sideways congestion market. And if we break underneath those lows, then that could be used as a measuring point, we could probably read the chart, you know, sharply lower if that happens, if these lows down here in the 540s would start giving way.
What else should we talk about today before we let you go?
Well, the dollar has broken kind of to the upside in here. We're down a little bit here today, but it has really shot higher on expectations that the economy is improving enough, inflation number may be ratcheting up, that the Fed is going to begin to ease, and if the Fed begins to ease, then interest rates start going up and the dollar will have some value to it. Because you could buy the dollar and put it in an interest-bearing certificate of some kind and earn some money, whereas the past 10 years or so you haven't been able to earn anything. So the dollar is looking ahead at an improved economy and or inflationary pressures for the Fed to begin tightening.
Thank you, Dan.
Very well.
Dan Zwicker of CGB Enterprises, and he is in Mandeville, Louisiana. September corn, 364.25, up 4.75. December, 371, up 3.5. September soybeans, 11.34.25, up 14.5. November, 10.44, up 6. September soybean meal, $408, up 5.40. September soybean oil, 33.31, up 45. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. It's now 10 o'clock Central Time.